Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here. Welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast with me, Jim Edwards, along with my trusty co-host and podcast producer, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Hello, Jim.
Today we have for you episode number 84. That's like Chopped. You ever watch Chopped? Have you ever seen that show where they compete to, you know, in different rounds and they got to make something really cool out of all these crappy ingredients? And they always say at the end, chefs, today I have for you, when they present their final meal, you know, I have for you today, episode 84, where we're going to be talking about the continuation of our series for the newbie to go online. Not last time, but time before last, we did tools and resources. Last time we did target market. This time we're going to talk about your funnel business model. What are you going to sell? How do you sell it to make money? And how does it flow? And all kinds of groovy stuff, or unless Stu's changed that on me, that's what we're talking about.
No, I have not. In fact, a little recap from podcast 80, 81, 82, 83, and now 84, we have kind of focused on the world of self-employment for the online entrepreneur. 80 was accountability and adaptability in today's world of self-employment. 81 was part one of the online business starter kit, where we just came up with a big, I guess, synopsis of here's all the stuff you need to do. And we
all the stuff you need to have.
And we talked about outsourcing as well, which, by the way, came up with a new movie poster.
That's true.
Did you like that?
Wolverines.
Looks pretty cool. You know, guy in Sri Lanka is, you know, made $50.
There you go.
Easy. And then we did online starter kit number two, which was, what was
your
that
target one? Market? Your nope. Niche, your it, native it, niche market.
It was solely on outsourcing. So
was it?
Yeah, we did one just solely on outsourcing. And then now, the last week was defining your niche market and marketing your market correctly.
There you go.
A little bit about that. And now, what are we going to talk about?
I just said at the beginning, I introduced it. It's your funnel business model. What are you going to sell? Yep. How do you sell it to make money? How's it flow?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. All that cool stuff. Okay.
So
what's the question?
The question is, if you were this 66-year-old gentleman in the insurance business that asked this question a month ago,
okay.
And we have slowly been trying to answer it week after week after week. How would you organize his online approach to business?
So the biggest thing you got to do when you're focusing on your approach to online business is, okay, who's your niche audience? We talked about that last time. So yep. Then the next question is, two-part question, where are they online and who already has their ear? So that's really what you got to do. It's kind of like a hunter. If you're going to go hunting season starts actually next month. Did you know that?
I did.
And so my son-in-law came over yesterday and the grandsons were not happy because we were out in the woods and the skeeters are going nuts, but we were setting up trail cams. And the reason we're setting up trail cams is because we think we know where the deer are coming through, but we don't know for sure. Hmm. So we have to put up trail cams to see where the deer and the turkeys and all the other stuff are actually going so that we can be there to say hi to them like Bambi's mom at the beginning of the film. So I'm not saying I'm going to do anything other than watch the wildlife.
Just watch them.
Yeah, just watching them.
It's fun.
So that's the same thing. If you want to go hunting and you go to the wrong spot in the woods where Bambi, Thumper, and Flower and all of his buddies are not hanging out, your chances of whacking one of them are really, really slim to none. And rather, if you know where they are, then you can show up and make the determination whether you want to make friends with them or not and bring them home and mount them on your wall. So the same thing online, though, you got to figure out where are these people. And if you want to do it even faster, find out where these people are and who are the people that they're already listening to, the experts, the mavens, as we used to call them, the who are the people that already have a platform that has attracted the people that you want to target. That's what you got to do. That's like the beginning. Then you got to figure out what is the ultimate offer. What is the most irresistible offer that I can make to these people with whatever I'm doing? Now, full disclosure, I was an insurance agent for about 9 months. I failed at it miserably, though I did learn how to cold call. And I got really, really good at calling people I didn't know on the phone at dinner time, annoying the crap out of them and getting them to allow me to come over to their house. I was really good at it. And I cashed in on it a year later when I was in the mortgage business, 2 years later when I was in the mortgage business. And that skill came in mighty, mighty handy, but I digress. The point, though, is I don't know exactly what he can offer through the internet or what products he is selling. So it's hard for me to give a definitive answer. I also know that insurance and financial planning and all that other stuff is heavily regulated, and making people promises and all this other stuff is that's tough. So figure out whatever the offer is that you're going to make to people in this area, your target audience around insurance. Again, is it, you're just thinking in terms of, I know that there are certain insurance products, or there used to be, that you could target high wealth individuals, and they were able to put money into these. I mean, they put huge amounts of money into these insurance products, and they're able to have it grow tax, basically tax deferred, and then they can borrow against these. And in a high tax environment like we have now, it's a big deal. So, you know, maybe he's going after a product like that, make an irresistible offer around that to high net worth individuals, find someone or a company or people who already have those people, and figure out, in the financial planning world, a way they used to market those types of products, or market any insurance product or financial planning product, is they would get a list of people. They would buy a list of people, high net worth individuals. They would send them an invitation to a dinner presentation. You would go, they'd serve you a steak dinner, and you went to a restaurant, they served you dinner, and then there was a presentation. There was a seminar. Well, if you take away the steak, that sure sounds like a webinar.
Yeah.
And so, again, if
world, that's what he's looking for. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to do more training like that with people online, because people don't even want to go into his office.
Right. So what do they want to do? What do they want to learn? What is the result that they want to achieve? And then what can you teach them to show them how to achieve that result? And that becomes your webinar. And you can use the perfect webinar if you want to sell them into something, or you can use some kind of a masterclass wizard or the dynamic presentation wizard, and that will help you build a true training where you're actually doing education. But, you know, I would do some kind of a perfect webinar or something where you're eliminating false beliefs. You know, false belief number one, there's no way to get around taxes. In the end, there's no way to get around taxes. And then secret number two, even if there is a way to get around taxes, it massively increases your chances of being audited. And then you wipe out that belief. And then the third belief is that if you do some sort of a tax deferral, then it's going to lock up your money forever, and it's almost impossible to get to your money. So those would be the three. And I can, you know, I'm telling you from a consumer side, those are the false beliefs that I have had in the past about any type of tax deferral thing. So that means that the just talking about it, teaching it, all those things, Paul said something that is regulated but can and can't say, however, pain points are not regulated, go for the situation, circumstances of pain, which is exactly why I say the doing the, that's a great point. And that's why I'm saying if you're doing a perfect webinar, you can talk about their beliefs, you can talk about their pain points, and you can sweep those out and then sell them into an application. In this case, it would be an app, not an application like fill out an app, but it would be, if this sounds like something that you would be interested in discussing more, then fill out this quick application and we can do a live one-on-one Zoom where, you know, I'm meeting with you individually type of thing. So Susan said, I saw recently where someone was offering a eat dinner together webinar while discussing a topic. I like that. I'm not sure I would like to watch people shoveling food in their mouths over Zoom while talking, but you know what? If I was the presenter, I could always just minimize them so I don't have to see them.
Yeah, you know, I got offered something similar to that the other day, and it was the guy was going to, what's that delivery service for restaurants?
I don't know. I live way out in the friggin' country, man. We don't have that here.
Anyway, so there's like a delivery service. I can't remember the name of it, but it's pretty popular now. It's almost like,
what are some delivery services?
Uber Eats. Or something like that. So they'll go to a restaurant, pick up your food for you and bring it to you if that restaurant doesn't deliver. So he was going to offer like a gift card for Uber Eats or something.
Grubhub is what Susan said.
Yeah, Grubhub.
Excuse me, all you people living in these urban areas.
He was going to give you a Grubhub gift card so you could sit in front of the webinar.
Here's something that I do, which is cheaper. Okay, but this is something, and this is kind of a suggestion that I do, is I say, whenever I want to talk with something or I want to meet with something, meet with someone.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, can we get together for a quick cup of coffee over Zoom? Normally I'd say, hey, could we get together? We'd meet at Starbucks or something, but we can't go to Starbucks, but let's get together for a cup of coffee over Zoom. And people, for whatever reason, they're like, oh yeah. And then I'll say, you know, I don't have my frigging coffee here. Hey, let's get together and take supplements over Zoom. We can have
that's funny. You know what I did the other day? This is kind of fun. It's a little digression. I'm sorry. My buddy called me from high school. You know, we've been buddies for decades. And you guys just having a beer, cooking out, and just thought I'd give you a call. I'm like, hey, I'm cooking out too. Let me go grab a beer. So I went and grabbed a beer. So we're like hanging out and having a beer while we both cook out. This is fun.
That's very cool. Yeah. See, and that's, people are craving that kind of a connection. So instead of saying, hey, perhaps we could get together and discuss some potentially mutual business relationship ideas and say, hey, you want to get together for a cup of coffee next week via Zoom and just kick around some ideas? And I've never had anybody tell me no.
That's cool.
And so I throw that out there that, that's just a little thing that's working for me that I think is very non-threatening. And then you just say, but see, a cup of coffee doesn't imply you're going to browbeat me for an hour. A cup of coffee lasts for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. And so, anyway, my point though is that, and I do have one, when you think about what you're going to sell after that, once you've figured out the irresistible offer, what is the irresistible offer going to be for these people? Then the next question is, okay, what's the fastest way to get them the result? Meaning, do you need to teach them something? Do you need to show them something? Do you need to do something for them, with them? You know, and that's going to dictate whether it's a class, whether it's a tool, whether it's a blueprint, whether it's coaching, whether it's consulting, whether it's just a done-for-you service, which everybody now calls an agency. That's if you're doing, I got an agency. That means we do stuff for people, okay? Just, you know, you're hiring me to do something, but I call it an agency. It's just annoying, sorry. It's just all these new words for the stuff, and I looked it up. I can't remember, but in the Bible it says, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. There is not. Okay. We were doing stuff. The coaching. The only difference between consulting and coaching is usually consulting has an extra zero on the end. I mean, that's right. The difference between coaching good. And consulting. There's a comma.
It sounds like what this guy's trying to do is he's trying to get butts in seats to listen to his pitch, to his training, right? And my suggestion is, you know, give them options for the next step. You know, they don't have to come into the office and sign paperwork. You know, you can mail them the paperwork and you can walk it through with them on Zoom. You know, something like that. So you have some answers to today's issues, and you know the reason why you want to go online in the first place. You know, right. Is that people don't want to come into your office. So,
but you got to link it to what are the results that they want. Sure. You can't be, hey, sign up to have me pitch you. No.
Oh,
it's what are the results that they're trying to get? What can you teach them about getting those results that will change their beliefs? And then how can you present a solution in a way that makes them want to go to the next step? And it all has to be couched in what's in it for them. It's going to help them get a result. It's going to help them be able to be benefited in some way. There's a benefit to them for doing it. And you do it in a non-threatening way. And you do it in a way that makes them go, yeah, that's me. That's what I want. And that makes perfect sense. And let me sign up for this before they run out of spots. You know?
Yep.
So that's, you know, again, you got to put a little bit of brain power into it and figure out what exactly, how do you adapt that principle that we've just talked about there to your business? But most people never really think in terms of what is the actual result that I give people that they want. It's like, I've got this stuff that I need to sell, and so I sell insurance. No, you sell security. You sell peace of mind. You sell tax-deferred growth. You sell, it's the advantages, and what's the advantage of that? What's the emotional payoff? That's what you're selling. And then you flip it around, and you're like, three ways to grow your money tax-free or tax-deferred that won't result without triggering an IRS audit.
Ooh,
that's
huge.
That's big right there, man. That's big.
Yeah, like
that's
that.
A good one. I like that too. That's actually a really good headline. Now, whether it's legal to use that or not, I don't know, and I really don't have to care because I come with a disclaimer, which – you know, don't listen to me for anything unless I'm giving you veterinarian advice on how to choose a veterinarian. So, thank you. Carlin says that's from Ecclesiastes. There's nothing new under the sun. I need to
good
make
quote.
Me a little card out of that.
Yeah, I like that.
So I think we've beaten this one to death, Stu. Bring us home.
Yeah, you know, my deal on this one is I admire the gentleman who wants to evolve with his business. He's probably been selling insurance for quite some time and doing it the regular way.
Right.
But your answer to what does it do, not what it is.
Right.
I think of an insurance guy as like, yeah, he sells insurance, but he does so much more. You're so right on that. So take that, educate your market on exactly what you do, because you don't just sell insurance. You got to educate your market on that by doing some form of online webinar, website, you know, or presentation somewhere if you want to do that locally. And then just offer them options to get them in the store or into your facility, whether it's you do an online option, you know, and do it over the Zoom or maybe even FaceTime. People have iPhones. You can do that. So yeah. I mean, there's so many different options you can take with it, but you know, the goal of being an online coach is the same as being a local coach. You know, if you really think about it, you just have some new tools that require a little bit of foresight and understanding.
And one of the things that I think people do is that they see these new tools and they think that there are new rules to go with the new tools. The principles never change. The principles of educating people, changing their beliefs, talking about what they want, understanding the results of that they want in their business, leveraging other people who already have the platform that you want to take advantage of, helping people to get those results the fastest way, either with tools or doing it with them or for them, or teaching them, showing them the path, giving them the roadmap. All of those things are keys to using these tools to do things faster and applying them and learning how to apply those principles. But those principles don't change. Those principles of interacting with people, responding to what they want, that none of that stuff changes. Right. And it being sensitive to that and saying, okay, but then also you have to learn how to use those tools to apply the principles. I'm not minimizing it and saying there's no learning curve, but you have to think in terms of the principle of evaluating people's needs, of understanding the results they want, of phrasing and framing things in a way that gets them excited and makes them want to find out more. None of that's changed. That's why that we both got excited about that headline, because we understand the principle of, whoa, that would get some people paying attention to what I had to say. I love that, without triggering an IRS audit. That's because whenever you're teaching somebody something new in the financial world, that's the number one thing that a high net worth individual worries about is, that sounds great, but is that going to get me audited? And that's, you know, that's a key fear. So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all we got. So, if you would like to improve your ability to write copy to tell people about your amazing irresistible offer, please pick up a copy of Copywriting Secrets at copywritingsecrets.com. It's absolutely free. I just ask that you pay a small shipping and handling and you get a real physical book that will help you understand how everyone can use the power of words to get more clicks, sales, and profits, no matter what you sell or who you sell it to. Available at copywritingsecrets.com. And Stu, if people would like to get into amazing shape, no matter what their current level of fitness, where can they go to find out more about what you do?
Hey, just put a fitness and a .com after my name, StuSmithFitness.com. Can't beat it.
There you go. Stu helped me get in amazing shape and got me a lot more self-esteem in the same time. So everybody have a great day and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.